2023, here lies the year. Team of the year, player of the year, story of the year. As we aim to crown the Around the Horn panelist of the year, it's the 21st annual Tournament of Champions tournament. Let's go around the horn. All right, look at this already, panel.
Or are we going to be champions if we win?
It is a festive group. It is my honor and privilege to introduce to you the Tournament of Champions tournament champions. The panelist with the most wins in 2023, Israel Gutierrez, looking dapper today. Yes, sir. The Rookie of the Year champion, Kevin Clark. Champ, good to see you. The panelist who put in the most miles covering games, champion Harry Miles Lyles Jr. Miles Lyles. And we figured it out, 27,000 miles. More than once around the globe, all while going around the horn. There you go. And finally, it's not a tournament of champions without our last champion of the Tournament of Champions tournament. Defending her champion of the Tournament of Champions tournament, Courtney Cronin with us. Let's go around that. Courtney Cronin has always been our helper, an extra bonus for being panelist of the year. And here we go, team of the year. First up, two teams doing something that had never been done before in their franchise history. Denver Nuggets, Texas Rangers, winning their first titles for their glory-starved fans and sports writers. That's how they secure their spot in this conversation. Also nominated, the Las Vegas Aces, building a super team dynasty, made it back-to-back this year. Oklahoma softball, back-to-back-to-back. LSU basketball in the most watched final ever to win their first championship. Those are your nominees for Team of the Year. Courtney Cronin, who is your 2023 Team of the Year?
It's the LSU Tigers. You have a group of people who changed women's basketball in the landscape, from Flauge Johnson to Alexis Morris to the Bayou Barbie, Angel Reese, 23 straight double-doubles to start her LSU career. And then, of course, there's Kim Mulkey, who comes from Baylor to LSU. She wins a championship there, 102 points scored in that national championship game against Iowa. 9.9 million of us tuning in to watch. Incredible stuff.
LSU, Cronin's Team of the Year. Harry Lyles, 2023's Team of the Year.
Tony, there's one team that went for a three-peat on this list, and there's another team that also was the most dominant, and that happens to be the same team, the Oklahoma softball team. They went 61-1, the best season of all time, had a 53-game win streak in there, and outscored their opponents 428-50 in that stretch and allowed just three runs in the championship. It has to be Oklahoma softball.
Harry goes with the dominance of Oklahoma softball. Israel Gutierrez, your 2023 Team of the Year.
To me, it's the Denver Nuggets, and it's just the way they won that NBA championship. They gave us everything that we want from a team. They had a leader, an MVP candidate that still had to prove it. They do it with team play, despite the fact that they have the MVP in the center of it all. And they just brought, you know, a title to Denver, a storied franchise in its own right that needed a championship. It's got a lot of history to it. The Denver Nuggets, I think, were the perfect team.
The perfect team, but they did not have the MVP of the NBA's regular season, as you just seemed to invoke. And now, our first banned or mute of the Tournament of Champions tournament. And now, Kevin Clark, your 2023 Team of the Year.
It is the Denver Nuggets, and it's because they played 44 playoff series without a championship. No other team had gone that long. Their fans needed this. Jokic led the playoffs in points, assists, and rebounds. It had never happened before. They had the second best record in the playoffs since the playoffs expanded two decades ago. This was pure dominance in a city that needed it. I loved this team. I loved watching them, and I hope they get to do it again.
Denver Nuggets getting two votes here for Team of the Year. We move on with the Tournament of Champions tournament. Athlete of the Year. And there he is, Nikola Jokic. The year he became an NBA champion and a celebration bemoaner and a single-track-minded horse owner back home in Serbia. Novak Djokovic, a nominee for Athlete of the Year. The all-time Grand Slam record in 3 of 4 in the year. Shohei Ohtani, an MVP, and then he had the contract to end all contracts. And Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Leo Messi, LeBron James, Asia Wilson, Max Verstappen, serious star power in Athlete of the Year. Harry Lyles Jr., first to you. Who is your Athlete of the Year?
Tony, it's got to be Nikola Jokic, and it's not just because he gave our friend Woody Page the opportunity to cover a championship NBA team, but it is because he was the first player in a single postseason in NBA history to lead in points, rebounds, and assists.
I heard that. I liked it better the first time I heard it when Mr. Kevin Clark said it for Team of the Year. Israel Gutierrez, your Athlete of the Year.
Look, it's got to be LeBron James. He broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record. And, Tony, I came up in a time just 10, 15 years ago where that seemed like an untouchable record. And now not only did he break it last year, but just casually in his 21st year in the league, doing things that we've never seen anybody at this age do. We can't just normalize what LeBron James is doing. He could probably have won this, you know, half a dozen other times, but he is my Athlete of the Year.
You are correct. We have never seen anyone win the in-season tournament before, like LeBron James did. Kevin Clark, I turn to you now, Athlete of the Year.
This is not a lifetime achievement award, Izzy. This is about dominance this year, and it goes to Max Verstappen. 19 victories, obliterating the percentage of wins. Nobody's ever even come close. Last, he broke a record from when they had 8 races in 1952. Nobody was better at their sport than Max Verstappen in that Red Bull car, and literally, you could see it. He was laps ahead of anybody else, including LeBron James.
Incredible argument made from Kevin Clark. Kevin Clark, our Rookie of the Year in his 6 wins in 2023, his 6 FaceTimes. Never once did he mention Max Verstappen in his FaceTime. Interesting. We're going to go like this. And now Courtney Cronin in your Athlete of the Year.
All of these athletes that they've mentioned are great, but nobody single-handedly changed the landscape of an entire sport in the United States other than Leo Messi. He gets a World Cup title for Argentina, their first in 40 years or so. He leaves PSG. He comes to Inter Miami. They were on an 11-game winless streak, 0 trophies. Before he got there, he gets there, 2 months, 12-game win streak, 2 trophies. He's an accelerator of the sport of soccer in the United States. And he's playing at the top of his game. He's going to be there for 2 more years. The popularity has risen with his arrival in the United
States. Look at Kevin Clark right now. He's trying to devise a time machine, maybe a DeLorean, maybe not, to go back in time and FaceTime and talk about Max Verstappen. Sorry, my friend. We'll move on. Story of the Year is next up for 2023. Deion Sanders took over college football for a month in September. But the way that ended, maybe it's not. Oh, what do we have here? A sign-stealing scandal we spent months talking about. Could not stop Jim Harbaugh, though, or Michigan in the playoff. The committee picking Alabama over Florida State. College football was giving this year. Also up for story of the year, Aaron Rodgers, the trade, then injury, then recovery. Leo Messi, as Courtney just said, coming to America and also shopping for cereal and winning games. And college basketball had a tournament of upset, 16-1, and then a Final Four like we never seen before. One more story. Story that had a flight tracker, erroneously, for a Shark Tank dude. And then a baseball changing contract. Yes, Shohei Ohtani is up again. Israel Gutierrez, what was the story of the year?
To me, it was an international story, and that was Leo Messi coming to Miami. When you consider the options that he had, obviously the clubs in Europe, you got Barcelona, PSG, his previous clubs. You've got hundreds of millions of dollars being offered his way from Saudi teams, and he comes to Miami. He comes to sort of put legitimacy to an MLS league that has been growing and has been great. And you see these crowds, and they are 100% legitimate soccer crowds. And he makes it, the player of the year comes and makes it even greater and immediately makes the MLS a legitimate league. And I think that has sort of worldwide repercussions there. And so Leo Messi, I think, is the story of the year.
Kevin Clark, your 2023 story of the year.
Yeah, seconding Leo Messi. He changed the trajectory of soccer in this country. For 50 years, it was a sport of the future. It was a sport of next year. Well, guess what? Next year is here. When he played, ticket prices went up 1,700% in the secondary market. I mean, I think that's all you need to know. 11 goals in 14 competition games. This was astounding. He is a phenomenon, and this won't end anytime soon.
When he played, ticket prices went up. When he left the field for a substitution, everybody left, except for you, Israel Gutierrez. You stayed. I know you did. Courtney Cronin, are you with the 2 previous champs? that story of the year was Leo Messi. You just called him athlete of the year.
I did, but my story of the year is Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay, going to the New York Jets, and everything that came with it. Obviously, that didn't end the way that he wanted to. He was injured four plays into his 2023 season. But think about the effect that this had across the league. You know, the five primetime games that the Jets were given during the schedule release, Hard Knocks came. Everybody was bought in to see this Jets team make its way towards a Super Bowl. Obviously, they fell short. 2024 will be the year. Maybe he'll be the story of the year again next
and
year.
Harry Lyles Jr., your story of the year.
Tony, out of the many, many, many miles that I traveled, I actually went and saw the biggest story in sports this year, which was Deion Sanders in Colorado, that Colorado State-Colorado game. I attended a college football game in Boulder, Colorado that included The Rock, Offset, Omarosa, some TikTokers I've never heard of, and Lil Wayne walked the team out playing live music. That was undoubtedly the biggest story because it transcended the game. It was bigger than college football.
Did any part of it, when they lost 8 of 9, though, take away from it? That's my question. No, not for you.
Not at all. And it's going to carry over into next year.
Morosa's still a celebrity, huh?
Coming up, play of the year and record-setting performance of the year. But as we go away, a unanimous winner for throws of the year and broadcasting call of the year. Check it out. Absolutely magnificent. We'll be back. Tournament of Champions, tournament rolls on.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Around the Horn, Tournament of Champions, tournament rolls on. We're in search of a champion for the year. Israel Gutierrez with the lead, 15 points through it, and that sweater is glorious. And there it is. That's a unicorn. I didn't know it. And around the horn on the unicorn. And Cordy Cronin, what are we looking at here? Is that Mickey Mouse? Yes. All right. And the hood, little Red Riding Hood. Little
more.
Oh, there it is.
It's Mickey
gotta
ears.
Keep it like that. Let's go. Record of the year is next up. And it's a tight race. LeBron, the NBA's all-time scoring record. It's enormous. He passed Kareem this year. Novak Djokovic, the career Grand Slam record with 24. Massive. Ronald Acuna Jr., 40-70. First in baseball history. Bruins had a regular season record, but lost in the playoffs. Nebraska volleyball, 90,000 in attendance. A record. And just one more. LSU baseball, 69,000 jello shots. A College World Series record. Kevin Clark, a lot of history. I never know. Is it record of the year? Is it album of the year? Song of the year? What's the record of 2023?
I didn't hear 6-0 in showdowns, which I thought was history.
Oh, with that Kevin aside, Clark. The coolest thing
that you can do on a football field if you're a defender is you take the ball away and score a touchdown with it. Deron Bland did that 5 times. Last month, he set the pick six record. He didn't even need the last month of the season. That is, if you were a schoolyard child drawing up a record, that's what you'd want to do. Congratulations.
So you're going off menu, Deron Bland, the record of the year for pick sixes. Courtney Cronin, what was the 2023 record setter of the year?
When I watch Novak Djokovic beat Daniil Medvedev in like 3 really hard-fought sets, he's crying with his 6-year-old daughter at the U.S. Open, it occurred to me that he has won exactly 1/3 of the singles titles of all the majors he's been in. 24, it's the most in men's and women's tennis, tied for the most in both. And just an incredible feat for someone who we keep asking, why does he want to keep playing? This why.
Harry Lyles?
It's LeBron beating Kareem's scoring record, which, mind you, was set on April 5th, 1984. LeBron was born 269 days after that. He was born to break this record. It's a record that I don't think many of us thought would ever be broken, but it had to take somebody that not only was just the most gifted player that we've ever seen, but also had to have the longevity. LeBron has done both of those things, got the record.
And Israel Gutierrez, your record of the year.
To me, it was Nebraska and those 90,000 people watching a women's college volleyball game in a football stadium. And it's not just because it was a great moment for women's sports and not just because it was cool visually to see that volleyball court in a football stadium, but I just happen to be a huge fan of women's college volleyball. And it seems like a lot of people are catching on because 1.7 million people watched the championship this past weekend. That's a record as well.
Play of the year is next up for bid here. 2023 has some great nominees. Could have a million nominees. It doesn't need to be best. It very well may be worst. The worst play of the year is up for bids here, if you want. You're choosing from triple plays and blocks and 4th and 31s and walk-off 72-foot putts and that Ohtani K-ing Mike Trout to win the World Baseball Classic. But also plays that went wrong. Hail Mary pick six, up for bids. Kelsey to Tony, but the toe and knee over the line. I wasn't insulted as a line stepper. I was insulted as a Tony. Fumbling when you could have taken a knee. Falling under the tarp when you're pulling it. Or running a race you had no business running. This was from Nepetiz, what we're talking about in this race. Champion Harry, what was the 2023 play of the year?
Tony, it's got to be 4th and 31. The college football in the Southeast is life. And this is a rivalry. This happened, first off, 10 years after the kick six happened. Yeah. But this play specifically not just was perfect timing-wise, it led to one of the worst stories of the year. And it also led to something that is going to be something that players are just never going to forget. Families are going to just grieve over for years to come until this is made correct if you are an Auburn fan.
Your player of the year?
I know it was Black Friday. I know a lot of people were shopping. I know it was right before halftime, and some people probably even turned off their TV. But that Hail Mary pick six by Javon Holland not only turned around that game, it might have sort of salvaged the Dolphins' season a little bit. And, yeah, it was a great play that you could also joke about
the Jets. Kevin Clark, play of the year.
Yeah, the Alabama-Auburn play was singular in that it was a miracle, but it also felt inevitable. The best college football plays and games don't determine your mood for an afternoon. They determine your mood for a lifetime. That was one of those plays. Wow. Auburn fans will never get over it.
Beautifully That's said, Kevin Clark. Courtney Cronin, your play of the year.
In the World Baseball Classic, you had the United States versus Japan, two of the biggest baseball stars on the planet. Teammates facing off against each other. Of course, this thing goes to the full count. And of course, Shohei Ohtani catches Mike Trout striking out on that slider on the outside corner. He called it the best moment of his life. I call it the best play of the year.
That is the horn, the final horn for Kevin Clark and Harry Lyles, champions in their own right. Thank you very much for your time this year and your successes. But now there are two. Courtney Cronin going for back-to-back, and Israel Gutierrez, 2023's Panelist of the Year, just 2 minutes away.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Around the Horn is presented by Grey Goose. Vive la vodka. Please sip responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The final showdown of the year. Beef of the year. World champion Noah Lyles started a great debate over why teams that don't play for a world championship
world
call
champion
themselves world champions of what? So Lyles
the
versus
United
NBA
States?
Is a Beef of the Year nominee. Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark was feisty. PGA vs. Liv was a mess, still is. Fran McCaffrey versus a ref was funny. Dabo versus Tyler from Spartanburg was hilarious. Draymond versus everybody was indefinite. And one more grudge beef of the year that's still yet to be determined, Florida State versus college football. Courtney Cronin, what's the beef of the year?
Tony, we've never seen, at least in my knowledge, a head coach suspended two separate times during the regular season. But Michigan didn't need Jim Harbaugh on the sideline. They went undefeated. They're going to the CFP as the one seed.
Off menu for Michigan beef of the year and Israel.
It's Draymond Green versus everybody in the NBA. Look, revenge is the best served cold. Draymond's been getting away with this behavior for years. He's paying for it now, and it might signal the end of a great dynasty.
Ronan's getting the point for keeps, though. 2-1 will make it. And now the final showdown of the year. We can't do any of this without fans. We're all fans of sports, so we're looking for fan of the year. You're seeing the nominees right here. Brody the Golden Dougal, the Charger fan. DeMar DeRozan's daughter, whose scream Becky plays.
Houston
Astros fan.
I love Houston, and they cannot stop me for supporting the Astros.
And, of course, one more fan who started showing up at football games. Not much was made of it, and we all moved on with our lives. Israel, fan of the year.
It's Brody the dog, the discipline to not chase the ball. He is the perfect fan to sit next to, and he was wearing an Austin Reeves jersey, which confirms I knew Austin Reeves had that dog in him, but now that dog has Austin Reeves on him.
Courtney.
Taylor Swift may have shown up at games initially to support her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, but by the end of week 15, she was yelling at the refs from her booth. She's channeling all of us as NFL fans.
While you were talking, you lost one of your Mickey Mouse ears, Courtney. Israel Gutierrez has that dog in him. There he is, the Tournament of Champions champion. Congrats.
Thank you, Tony. And one of my famous FaceTimes on this show was when I told people January 3rd is the deadline for wishing a Happy New Year. Well, one of the unintended consequences of that is that I get Happy New Years all year long. And you know what? I kind of like it. Now, I'm not saying you can say it to me to my face after January 3rd, but if you feel like sending a nice message, feel free.
Happy end of year. Now he belongs to the ages. Israel Gutierrez, our panelist of the year. One more thing. I'm going to crown image of the year, okay? I asked how we remember the year. Here's image of the year for me, because this is everything. I get asked all the time, Tony, what is this? This is nothing. This is everything. This is nothing. This is everything. You'll do nothing without all of us working together. That's what this is. So when you're with your loved ones this end of year, enjoy it. Tell them how you feel, because this is everything. We thank you for this year. We love you. We're on a 263.5-hour break. We're back January 2nd around the horn.
Happy Hour.